This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the things lawmakers have done in the name of crime prevention this year. A pandemic-shortened legislative session equals having to add focus to certain priorities while taking less time on others. Among the measures dedicated to this is Senate Bill 600, which relates to dangerous felonies. Senator Tony Lueckmeyer of Parkville sponsored this measure, which will become law on August 28th. He says this proposal was meant to address concerns that prompted a special panel that met at the Capitol late last year.
Gang-related violence is one of the main causes of violent crime in the state. And so in order to deal with violent crime in a systematic way, we must first learn how to deal with gangs in a systematic way. And so that's one of the other provisions of the bill. And then finally, it makes some important enhancements to the state's Armed Criminal Action Statute, which is a statute that criminalizes use of a gun or other dangerous weapon in the commission of a felony. And so we've upped some of the sentences for that. And this is really aimed to have a deterrent effect on would-be felons who are using guns to commit violent acts and make sure that we're keeping those people off the streets.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis adds she believes it is time to take a different approach to diminishing crime in Missouri.
At the same time, we're talking about being tough on crime. We definitely have to address the mitigating circumstances that cause crime. So while we're putting a lot of money and investment and taxpayers' money into being tough on crime and raising the cost of corrections and things like that, we also need to be smarter and come up with smarter solutions that address the root causes of crime and just not do tough penalties that lock people away unnecessarily for long periods of time.
In the meantime, the governor has called for an extra session to be held, the focus of which would be violent crime. In requesting an extra session, the executive branch has laid out six individual points. Eliminate the residency requirements for St. Louis law enforcement. An officer would have to live within an hour of the city. Juvenile certification, which would require the court to determine if a juvenile should be certified for trial as an adult for the offense of unlawful use of a weapon and armed criminal action. Witness statement admissibility, which would allow certain statements to be admissible in court that would otherwise not be allowed under current statute. Create the pretrial witness protection fund. Modify the offense of endangering the welfare of a child for a person who encourages a child to engage in any weapons offense. And increase penalty for a person who knowingly sells or delivers any firearm to a child less than 18 years without the consent of the child's parent or guardian. The extra session is slated to start on Monday. State law says such sessions can run for up to 60 days. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.